Welcome to the Masthead for April 2024, brought to you by the Seamus Church Institute, all rights reserved. My name is Don Sheets. In this issue, April 2024, Maritime Training Benefit Luncheon, Crisis Response, Whenever and Wherever Needed, join us for the Silver Bell Awards Dinner, CMA Director to moderate SASH panel discussion in New Orleans, CME Houston welcomes guests from Port Corpus Christi. CME e-learning platform now partnered with Helm Operations. Thank you to our corporate sponsors, American Commercial Barge Line, Ingram, Trinity Church, Wall Street, American Bureau of Shipping, Kirby, McAllister, Mediterranean Shipping Company, Moran, Tote, and Seward and Kissel. Learn more about corporate sponsorship. Maritime Training Benefit Luncheon, Houston, Texas, April 17, 2024. The Seamus Church Institute hosted Inland and Gulf Maritime Leadership at the annual Maritime Training Benefit Luncheon on April 17, 2024, at Hilton Americas in Houston, Texas. This year's event was chaired by Austin Golding, President and CEO of Golding Barge Line, and Clark Todd, President and CEO of Blessee Marine Services. The occasion served to celebrate Gary Osorno, President and CEO of Accutrans, who was presented with the Lifetime Achievement Award. Additionally, SCI recognized Captain Pete Sierra-Moritaro, Director of Vessel Operations for Southern Duval, with the Outstanding Trainer Award. The Reverend Mark Nesselhut, SCI's President and Executive Director, said, "We were honored to recognize Gary and Captain Sierra-Moritaro for their dedication to mariners and to underscore the importance of training, support, and crisis response. This luncheon is always a highlight in SCI's calendar, and we are proud that it serves as a galvanizing event for our industry in Houston and the Gulf region." The 2024 Maritime Training Benefit Luncheon welcomed 260 attendees and raised $266,000. These funds will enhance mariner training and support other crucial SCI mission areas. SCI's newest chaplain, the Reverend Nancy Simpson, based in Houston, offered the opening benediction at this year's event. And Director Captain Stephen Polk, MNI, gave an update on SCI's Center for Maritime Education. Event photos can be accessed online at seamanschurch.org/MTBL2024. Two photos in the masthead show 2024 MTBL Lifetime Achievement Award recipient Gary Osorno, President and CEO of Accutrans, and 2024 MTBL Outstanding Trainer Award recipient Captain Pete Sierra-Moritaro, Director of Vessel Operations, Rivers for Southern Duval. Chaplaincy, the heart of SCI. Crisis response, whenever and wherever needed. Maritime crises are never expected. SCI has consistently dispatched the chaplains, trained in critical incident stress management, CISM, to provide support and assistance in such situations. These interventions range from pirate attacks off Somalia's coast to ship sinkings in the Atlantic, fatalities near Yokohama, capsized workboats in the Gulf or rivers, and most recently, Baltimore Harbor. Immediately following the elision between the container ship Dolly and the Francis Scott Key Bridge, our industry partners reached out to ask what SCI could do to support the ship's crew. Within a week, SCI received clearance to send chaplains aboard the vessel to provide crisis response support for the seafarers. Additional SCI teams have continued visiting the ship, including Hindi and Tamil-speaking chaplains. The following is a statement from SCI President and Executive Director, the Reverend Mark Nesselhut. SCI and the container ship Dolly, our response and support. Baltimore Key Bridge collapses after ship collision, CNN. This and similar headlines greeted us as we awoke on the morning of March 26th. Within 48 hours, our industry partners reached out to the Seamus Church Institute to ask what SCI could do to support the seafarers aboard the container ship Dolly, now trapped under the superstructure of the Key Bridge. amid ongoing investigations by the U.S. Coast Guard and the National Transportation Safety Board, NTSB, access to the dolly was extremely limited. Yet within a week of the elision, SCI was cleared to board the ship to provide support for the 21 seafarers still aboard the vessel. And so, on a stormy morning, we boarded the launch and were ferried out to the dolly, along with surveyors and attorneys who were part of the investigation. Boarding via the rope pilot ladder, SCI was the first seafarer welfare organization to meet with the crew and to offer crisis support through one-on-one and small group meetings with the Indian and Sri Lankan seafarers. After a full day aboard and with a strong sense that the seafarers were well cared for by the ship's operator, we returned home to plan a more extensive follow-up visit and to brief the local seafarer welfare organizations of the state of the crew and the situation aboard the ship. In the world of global shipping, crises happen. What is unknown is when and where these events will occur. SCI has consistently demonstrated its readiness, dispatching its chaplains trained in critical incident stress management, CISM, to provide much-needed support and assistance in such situations. These deployments range from pirate attacks off the Somali coast, a ship sinking in the Atlantic, onboard fatalities near Yokohama, capsized workboats in the Gulf or on the Western rivers, and in this most recent case, a fatal bridge elision in Baltimore Harbor. After assessing the situation, what the crew of the dolly seemed to need most were maritime chaplains who spoke their native language, Hindi and Tamil. Fortunately, SCI has two trained chaplain associates who speak these languages and serve at SCI's International Seafarers Center in Port Newark. Along with a third SCI chaplain, this team mobilized for a follow-up visit. But then, there was a new wrinkle. On Monday, April 15th, the FBI issued a statement to the media that FBI agents were presently aboard the cargo ship dolly conducting court-authorized law enforcement activity. SCI's team was told to stand by. After a two-day FBI investigation aboard the ship, SCI was green-lighted and the team of three boarded the early morning launch, carrying new SIM cards for mobile phones and other items for the crew of the dolly. The second visit could not have been more impactful or appreciated. After meeting with the master, the crew showed up quickly and were eager to speak to our chaplains in Hindi, Malayalam, and Tamil, the dialects of India, where most of the crew call home. While the ship was well provisioned, there was concern over the uncertainty of their situation. An anticipated month-long sail to the next port was now a yet-to-be-defined extended stay in Baltimore. The chaplains learned from the seafarers that their mobile phones and computers had been taken by the FBI as part of its investigation, meaning they had lost their contact numbers, WeChat and WhatsApp applications to connect with family and friends, increasing the crew's sense of isolation. However, herein lies another strength of our organization. Working through SCI Center for Mariner Advocacy, we contacted the appropriate U.S. Coast Guard authorities to advocate for the seafarers and to ascertain if and when their phones would be returned by the FBI. By the following day, the ship's operator had provided six new mobile phones for the crew's use, and the understanding that the seafarers' original phones eventually would be returned to them. Going forward, SCI will continue to work with the various Baltimore-based seafarer organizations to provide for the crew of the dolly. While SCI has been focused on the dolly's crew, Baltimore's local chaplains have continued to attend to the seafarers on the other vessels stuck in the port, waiting for the channel to reopen, which may take weeks or months. What does the crew of the dolly want most, other than the return of their mobile phones? Namely, items that remind them of home, such as Indian language periodicals and newspapers, Indian snack foods, toiletries, and ongoing support and vessel visits. Over the next several weeks, SCI will work with local seafarer welfare groups to collect requested and needed items to be sent to the dolly's crew, and our Hindi, Malayalam, and Tamil-speaking chaplains will continue to travel to the ship for morale visits as part of SCI's ongoing care and support. Our service in Baltimore is our mission in action. SCI's commitment to crisis response reflects our strategic objectives, demonstrating a dedication to providing effective and compassionate support for mariners and seafarers, no matter where in the world they may face challenging circumstances. The Reverend Mark Nesselhut, SCI President and Executive Director. Note, whenever and wherever needed. Our commitment to crisis response reflects SCI's strategic objectives, demonstrating a dedication to providing effective and compassionate support for mariners and seafarers, no matter where in the world they may face challenging circumstances. It's what we do. Support the Seamen's Church Institute. Seamen'sChurch.org. 46th Annual Silver Bell Awards Dinner, Thursday, June 13, 2024, Pier 60 at Chelsea Piers, New York, New York. 6 p.m. registration and cocktails, 7:30 p.m. dinner and awards. Registration is now open. Event registration, sponsorship opportunities, Thursday, June 13, 2024. Again, 6 p.m., registration and cocktails, 7:30, dinner and awards. The Seamen's Church Institute is excited to gather friends, supporters, and colleagues from across the maritime industry at the 46th Annual Silver Bell Awards Dinner. We're proud to honor Silver Bell Award John C. Hadjipateras, Chairman, CEO, and President, Dorian LPG Limited; Distinguished Service Award, Bethann Rooney, Port Director, Port Authority of New York and New Jersey. SCI's purpose and practice, to serve the mariner, are made possible through the support of our generous Silver Bell Awards dinner sponsors, and we remain extremely grateful to our donors. For more information on this event or to participate as a sponsor, contact Silver Bell at SeamensChurch.org or call 202-719-8057. Center for Mariner Advocacy, Seamen's Church Institute, CMA Director, to moderate SASH panel discussion in New Orleans. Since the Safer Seas Act, December 2022, the maritime industry has been working diligently to comply with and integrate these regulations into the core of their operations and establish a work environment for mariners that epitomizes safety and respect. Phil Shiflin, Esquire, SCI's Director of the Center for Mariner Advocacy, has been keeping abreast of these efforts and assisting the inland maritime industry in interpreting and informing about policy. On May 10th in New Orleans, Phil will moderate a panel discussion about current SASH, sexual assault, sexual harassment policies, with a particular emphasis on the Safer Seas Act. This panel discussion will occur during the upcoming Greater New Orleans Port Safety Council, Harbor Safety Committee, Marine Industry Day. The event is free to attend but requires a reservation. If interested, information and registration are online. Center for Mariner Education, Seamen's Church Institute, CME Houston, welcomes guests from Port of Corpus Christi. On April 4th, representatives from the Port of Corpus Christi paid a visit to SCI Center for Maritime Education, CME, in Houston. The agenda included a staff meet and greet, a tour of the facility, and a demonstration of our simulator. CME demonstrated its simulation capabilities, particularly focusing on the port complex exercise area, through our integrated 5-bridge simulator system. CME also discussed the possible collaborative projects with port stakeholders, emphasizing ongoing efforts to enhance safety within the port community. This visit stemmed from CME and port officials' attendance at the recent Port of the Future conference hosted by the University of Houston. Noted CME Director Captain Stephen Polk, "We had a great visit with the Port of Corpus Christi. We see ports and pilot associations along with engineering and vessel companies as partners in our efforts to support safety and a safe work environment for mariners. We're glad to have them here and show them around. Our door is always open for our partners to learn more about the scope of all we offer at CME." CME e-learning platform now partnered with Helm Operations. "Every year, thousands of mariners use our online training services at CME," says e-learning manager Jonathan Burson. "And this involves a lot of data input and sometimes re-inputting. We know how busy these departments are, and we prioritize improving the overall user experience for our clients. To streamline operations for client HR departments, CMB has partnered with Helm Operations, one of the world's leading maritime operations software platforms, to integrate course completion and renewal data from our online training platform into individual Helm Connect certificates. By using Helm Connect certificates, joint customers can now view users' training statuses and enjoy the benefits of Helm Connect's requirement and notification systems. Additionally, CME Connect, our online training platform, is able to simplify user management by making Helm Connect the authoritative source for user information. This automation streamlines user creation and enrollment, making it easier for CME's clients to manage administrative tasks. Join us in supporting mariners and seafarers. Your donations make a difference. From the SCI archives, on this date, in 1885, RMS Etruria set out on its maiden voyage. Etruria and her sister ship, Umbria, were Cunard's last two ships to date fitted with auxiliary sails. In an accompanying photo, the Etruria is pictured at North River Pier 40, the Hudson River at Houston Street, in a photo taken from SCI's North River Station. More SCI history? Check out SCI's online archives. SCI's corporate sponsors, sustaining sponsors, American Commercial Barge Line, Ingram Barge Company, Trinity Church Wall Street. Supporting sponsors, American Bureau of Shipping, Kirby Corporation, McAllister Towing and Transportation Company Incorporated, Mediterranean Shipping Company, Moran Towing Corporation, Tote Group. In-kind sponsor, Seward and Kissel, LLP. The Siemens Church Institute. Engage in the conversation. If you receive this newsletter as a forwarded email from a friend or colleague, or regularly receive our emails and would like a complimentary subscription to our print magazines, please contact the Siemens Church Institute for an online subscription form. The Siemens Church Institute, 50 Broadway, 26th floor, New York, New York, 10004. Thanks for listening to The Masthead for April 2024, brought to you by the Siemens Church Institute. All rights reserved. My name is Don Sheets. Until next month, bye-bye.